The Call of Abraham. Chapter 2. The Blessing of Abraham. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of law, been made a curse for us, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Therefore every word that God spoke to Abraham applies to us who believe, just as much as it did to him. Now note the very first statement of the promise to Abraham. I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that curses you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. Abraham was blessed, that he might be a blessing. And, in like manner, God makes every believer in him a blessing to somebody wherever he may be. Every particle of matter in the universe has some influence over every other particle. Even so it is with people. And everyone who receives and appreciates the blessing from God must, although almost always unconsciously to himself, be a blessing to others. What a comforting thought this is, and what an incentive to be always in touch with the Lord, from whom all blessings flow.